Really?
Really.
Maybe here for the Florida game, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, that's what obviously people here are thinking that, but, you know, people here don't make those decisions.
You know, as that's exactly right.
As he said, you know, suits in Connecticut make those decisions. Yeah, but, yeah, but you know, he just a little hint. He says that the game is definitely in the middle of their radar.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, but they wait to see what happens, you know, 10 sure. days earlier against Louisiana Tech and stuff like that. So.
Well, and you wouldn't expect him to say, yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. What's he going to say? No way.
Comes
yeah.
here to say that.
The likelihood of that happening is slim and none, and Slim just went to his car.
Yeah, right. He left the house.
Yeah. Yeah. But Missouri and Georgia play that same day, too. So he said, you know, that's on their on their grid also. There so go. There you go.
All right. Now, where's this major accident?
Northbound, or well, north of OSR at Campbell Creek, both north and southbound lanes closed. In fact, I'm about to call and see if we've got any changes.
Yeah, because that's obviously, if you're coming in from that part of the world, you need to know about that. So there you are. So was this poll stupid or what? I mean, it said that Ted Cruz would win by 10 points. Boy, that was stupid. He won by 14. I mean,
golly.
This thing wasn't even close.
Yes.
And the thing is, you know, they've all got their internal polling, and on Saturday they had to know. I mean, they knew what was going to happen. So I'm thinking over there at Shea Dewhurst, it's not too happy right now.
I went to the Dewhurst website last night.
Did you?
Yeah, and they have, you know, places for comments that you can, you know, do a little chatting.
Yeah.
And they don't filter that. Because,
nanny, nanny, boo-boo,
yeah,
stick your head in poo-poo.
Pretty nasty stuff against Mr. Dewhurst on his own website
last night
about, wow. You know, about the negative advertising.
Yeah, he did that. Mm-hmm. He did that.
So. Highway 6 still closed, okay. both north and southbound lanes. So, and one thing we don't mention in our stories, I guess if you're headed to Hearn or from Hearn, the best thing I can tell you is head out 21 and then hit 50.
Yeah.
And 50 will take you north to 79. You'll come out, and then vice versa if you're headed from Hearn to Bryan.
Too. Few extra miles out of the way, but
slow down in Mumford. They have school.
They do.
Well, no, they don't have school. I guess not August.
Nah.
3rd,
so. Oh God, you're gonna scare those kids.
Mr. Byinski just screamed at the radio.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure you're awake, sir. Yeah, thanks again for the hospitality during baseball season.
Anyway, so tomorrow we'll talk to Steve Ogden about what's going to happen, because I think Ted Cruz has pretty well wrestled away the mantle from the governor of the state as Tea Party favorite.
You know, I don't think there's any doubt.
I think that was something that that Mr. Perry thought he had pretty well in his pocket, and I don't think he's got that anymore, and so he's in a little bit of trouble. It's obvious the lieutenant governor, well, they don't want him to do much anything other than be lieutenant governor, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And what will that mean as the Texas legislature gets back into session soon enough?
Well, and they both endorsed each other, and look how that turned out.
Yeah. And the other thing, I forget what the guy's name is, one of these, quote, political geniuses ran both their campaigns. Dave something, I can't remember his last name right now, but he obviously has to turn in his genius button because that didn't work well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting because obviously the Democrats like this idea that the Tea Party is attacking elected officials who are pretty much Republican. What if you're a moderate? Where do you belong now? If you feel like the Tea Party is too far to the right, where do you belong? And, you know, if the Democrats are smart, they'll open up their tent flaps and say, you know, there might be something in here that you like. Don't know that that'll work.
That sounds incredibly creepy when you put it that way. I'm just saying.
But we'll see. Now, a guy named James Woodard, who's a political scientist at Clemson, said people perceive a crisis. And he's a specialist in conservative politics. He said they want leadership, not experience. They are open to ideological appeals more than a resume right now. And
well, I mean, and exhibit A of that is the 2008 presidential election.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The idea that somebody who has been in the arena brings something to the game that should allow them to continue to have that leadership role. Now, and what's that going to do to the U.S. Senate, for instance? Because Jim DeMint is probably gaining some political capital here, because obviously he endorsed Cruz, and if Cruz is in fact elected to the U.S. Senate, then, you know, he's got a guy on his side, and does that mean Mitch McConnell's going to have to spend his time watching Kentucky basketball for the rest of his life. And how about Sarah Palin?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because she's not going to get elected to president or vice president, she made a swing through Texas right in the last, last week before the election. She was down in the Woodlands, I know, among other places, pumping the Cruz story. So she is still a force to be reckoned with. You know, if she's smart, she'll just keep going around and collecting big checks and getting back in her G5 and flying home every once in a while. But, you know, she may...
Yeah, being a bad selection for vice president was the most profitable thing that ever happened
to her. Yeah, that's, you know, Todd doesn't have to go racing on snowmobiles anymore. They got enough money.
Well, he may want to, is the thing.
Could be. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes and see about that. Because, you know, once again, there's an example of somebody who had never run for political office and gets elected against a politician who's been in there for a long time. And then you have Kyle Cassell, who won the Republican nomination. This is a guy who had never run for political office. While Tucker Anderson hadn't been elected to anything, he had run before, but he has never been elected. So that's interesting. But he had a big enough margin in Brazos County to offset all the rest of the district.
Yep.
And, yeah. I was watching your guys, you know, online, and, you know, just right there at the end, he... Mm-hmm. Won by, what did you say, 157?
147.
147.
And it's going to be interesting because we'll, you know, we'll have two state reps that we'll be interviewing now and once the state house gets into session. And I guess the people in Brazos County really didn't want somebody from someplace else as far as the Republican side's concerned. And it was kind of fun and interesting to watch all that happen last night. Now, the Tea Party also took care of... Senator Wentworth, who is a longtime state senator, and he lost by better than a 2-1 margin.
I was going to say, I would say dispatched is a...
Yeah, sent him on his way. They didn't completely sweep, but again, more Tea Party back candidates won than lost in Texas, and so that's kind of where the focal point of the entire national political picture is right now. And did you see Harry Reid? Harry. Harry's decided that he wanted to leak out that apparently Mitt Romney told him, Harry, I didn't pay any taxes for 10 years. Because, you know, they tried to get Romney to release his tax returns, and for better or worse, he's not done that. But they want to make sure that everybody knows that, according to Harry Reid, Mitt Romney told him he didn't pay taxes for 10 years. He said, I can't tell you if that's true or not, but that's what he told me. So see how that works out for him. And President Obama opened up his checkbook yesterday, and he donated five.
Did he buy some Girl Scout cookies?
No.
And he said, I must have money left because I got checks.
He donated $5,000 to his own reelection campaign.
Which is the maximum for an individual.
Isn't that wonderful? He did that. He said, on its own, what I gave won't be enough to surmount the unprecedented fundraising we've seen on the other side, both from our opponent's campaign and from the outside groups and special interest groups. But we have always believed there's nothing we can't do when we all pitch in, and that includes me. Isn't that wonderful? He's decided he believes enough in himself that he'll go ahead and give $5,000. Now, can Malia and Sasha do that too?
Sure. I mean, if they've got it in their piggy banks.
Well, you know, I don't know. That'd be kind
of... It'd be their pig bank, yes. They're too old for piggy, right?
I've never heard it called a pig bank.
Well, you get older, it becomes a pig bank.
Almost everyone.